This is the Don and Mike Show.
I know I need to lose weight. You know, I'm no dummy.
The Don and Mike Show.
No one gets out of here alive. The Don and Mike Show.
Do want to mention, hopefully we'll have Don back here tomorrow. He is down south right now dealing with the death of his adopted father. He is not here today. We do wish him the very best. Send our prayers out to Don. He will be back on the show tomorrow.
And Brother Jim.
And Brother Jim and the whole family there. We do wish them our very, very best. I think anybody that's listened to the show for any length of time knows the situation there. Not an easy one by any stretch of the imagination.
Right.
So he's down there taking care of his family obligations, and we do wish him well. And also, the website, what is it? We call it FireJoeGibbsNow.com.
That's it.
Joey, is it FireJoeGibbsNow.com?
It is.
Then let's go with that. Thank you, Joe.
There goes Joe. Joe, did you say that we have some percentages as far as Joe Gibbs and how many people are voting on that website right now? Joe?
He did say.
Is Joe in the bathroom?
I don't
is
see
Joe
him,
back
so
in his control?
Back, I can
Rob,
tell you.
Rob, would you go out and see if Joe is in the bathroom?
Yeah, give me a moment, won't
right.
you?
Yeah, please.
As of about 8 minutes ago, 54% of the people voting believe we should fire Joe Gibbs now.
Is the bathroom door closed?
The bathroom door is open, and he's not in it.
There's also a link to it on donandmikewebsite.com.
Okay.
I think it was hovering somewhere around 55% saying cut him loose.
Yeah. All right, so we do have that. You can link that from donandmikewebsite.com.
Let me turn off this mic.
Yes, we can hear that humming in the bathroom. You know what that is? That's the humming of a working brain.
Beehive of activity?
In my humble opinion, that's exactly what it is. So
I understand.
The Fire Gibbs Now website is up and running, and you said it's about split right now.
54% favor firing him, and there's a link to it on Don and Mike website.
So go to that website. We'll have more on that tomorrow and tomorrow's show. And now, without question, it is time for what is that round we're going to play right now?
It's time for a lightning round.
That sounded faster than we did getting the sound effect on the air, but we have two finalists. The way we're going to do this is we're going to have the thin girl and the fat girl. Now, we didn't get the mother load here. We were looking for a 400-pound plus woman.
It's dinner time.
Didn't work well at all. But we have our thin girl first. We have Jaina. Is that your name?
Yep, that's my name.
Jaina, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Northern Virginia.
Northern Virginia, and says here you are very thin, 5'8 and 87 pounds. Is that right?
Well, 5'8 and 125,
I'm
but I used
kidding.
To be over three. I used to be over 300 pounds.
Oh,
wow. Congratulations.
And proudly
Thank
representing
you.
The thin women today. The way this lightning round works, we're going to give you 30 seconds on the clock, Jaina.
Okay.
We're going to ask you five very quick questions. You can take as much time as you want, but you only have 30 seconds for all five, so you want to answer these questions as quickly as possible and represent the thin women across America. It's a very tough haul already because I think the statistics are leaning heavily, pardon the pun, to the fat women. So we're going to do this 30 seconds. Rob, put 30 seconds on the clock.
Okay.
We're going to ask Jaina five quick questions. Answer them as fast as you can. If you don't know it, move on to the next one. Are you ready, Jaina?
Yep.
All right, 30 seconds. Here we go. How many years are 4'7"?
4'7", 107.
Who is the primary author of the Declaration of Independence?
John Hancock.
That is your second incorrect answer.
Thank you, Mike.
Who is the first person to sign the Declaration of Independence?
James Adams.
No, I'm sorry, that's incorrect. What famous American invented bifocal glasses?
I have no clue.
Time.
Last question.
Time. That is your 30 seconds. We didn't get to the last question, right, which was what was the name of Theodore Roosevelt's cavalry unit? That's the Rough Riders. I'm
that
sorry.
I knew.
Those
I'm
are.
I'm trying to get the one I know.
Oh, well, we didn't get any correct answers there, Jaina. I'm terribly sorry, but hold on. We will have a box of muffins for you, okay?
Well, thank you so much.
Right, luckily, that's easy to score.
She's thin
right,
now.
Let me put her on hold here. Let's go to our large woman right now. Let's please welcome on the Don and Mike Show, Julie. Hello, Julie.
Hi, Mike.
Julie, it says here you are 5'4" and 800 pounds. Is that correct?
No, I weigh more than 300.
Oh.
I have about 400
plus. That's great.
Sounds like a bunch of farts got in a fight.
You're going to kick ass here, Julie.
So to speak, Buzz. 300 plus pounds. Julie, you are going to represent fat women all over America. I got news for you. I believe, Buzz, she's already playing on a winning team, right?
She sure is.
I'm going to ask you five questions in 30 seconds. Answer them as fast as you can, and we'll see how you do, and we will add it to the total, and then give Buzz a little bit of time to calculate the results, and then let everybody know who is the champion and what the stats are for the Fat Girl, Thin Girl quiz. Are you ready?
I'm also from Sacramento, so...
You're also from Sacramento. We will not hold that against you, okay?
Okay.
Okay, very good. Julie, get ready. Here come your five questions. Start the clock, Rob.
I'm ready when you begin reading.
What is northernmost? What is the northernmost of the 50 states? Go.
Alaska.
That is correct. What are the three branches of government?
Federal, and that's the only one I know.
That is incorrect. How many U.S. senators are there?
100.
100 is correct. How many representatives in the United States House?
I don't know.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect, of course. What landmark Supreme Court case established judicial review?
Don't know.
I'm sorry, those are your five questions. How many right did she get?
She got two.
Two right. Very good. Congratulations, Julie. Two is great. House of Representatives in the United States House, 435. 100 U.S. Senators. The three branches of government, executive, judicial, and legislative, northernmost of the 50 states. She had that one, Alaska. And landmark Supreme Court case established judicial review.
What was that?
Marbury versus Madison. I don't know anybody that would have gotten that except
Rob.
For Rob, who, like, look at him grinning.
I said nothing.
Who likes to say that he wrote the question.
Marbury versus Madison, and I can still father kids.
All right, hold on a second, will you, Julie?
For now.
For now.
All right, very nice. Julie from Sacramento, very nice job. Now, Buzz, have you had time with intricate formulas with weight and height and all of these calculations to give us some sort of indication where the fat women and thin women of America stand in this contestant?
In the news, a report that indicates that heavier women have a higher IQ than thinner women. Our experiment today bore that out tremendously.
Wow.
We had 10 correct answers from the heavier women, only 2 correct answers from all of the thin women.
Let's give the fat women of America a big round of applause.
Our conclusion, heavier women are 80% smarter than thin women.
Incredible.
Like a bunch of farts got in a fight.
80%. It's an overwhelming victory for the fat women of America.
Cha-ching.
I cannot believe it.
For you thin women, that's a big margin.
Now, look, we can do this again sometime. Buzz and I were talking outside. You know, this doesn't always have to be IQ. It can be talent. It can be essay contests.
I have
singing.
A theory.
Hot dog eating contests.
That heavier women are more talented than thin women. Someday we may be able to prove that.
Buzz is just trying to get laid, isn't he?
I believe so.
Well, we want to thank all the women that participated. We were kind of winging it as we went along. Just came up with the idea this morning. But thanks to everybody that participated. And we'll find whoever that woman was that had the most correct answers. She will get $100. Is
we
that
already
correct?
Gave $100. Yeah, and I believe our current contestant, who's the chubby that won the last round?
Rob, the chubby was Julie. 300 plus pounds.
Let's give her $100 as well.
$100, that buys a lot of supplies, doesn't it, Rob?
It does.
We want to thank all the ladies that did this. It was a lot of fun today, and who knows when we'll do it again soon.
You know what it'll buy a lot of?
What?
100-calorie snack packs.
Just like the ones I do.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
All right, Buzzy, what do you got for us? Anything exciting tonight?
Oh, quite a lot this evening.
Quite a lot.
Shall we begin now?
No, we're going to start later, Buzz, because, right. Buzz, you're coming up with the news right after this on the Don and Mike Show.
This is the Don and Mike Show.